Good morning. You're listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh. It is 9:09, and we're not alone, are we, Ben?
No, we're here with Michelle and Craig. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. So good to be on the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right.
Now,
we're
here, of course, talking about midnight and all the other good things. So much going on for you.
Oh, yeah, so it is.
How do you
feel
now that midnight is out in the big wide world?
I feel like I'm pretty relieved that it's just out there at last. Like, it took so long. It was like a year in the making, just getting everything organized and mixed and planning and constructing it. And so I'm honestly just relieved that it's finally out there and people can hear my work. So that's practically how I'm feeling at the moment.
Cool.
It's still drained, but happy.
Yeah. Is there a moment when you release it where you're kind of just like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like now it's not just mine anymore.
Yep.
Now it's everyone's.
Yeah, there definitely is that moment. I think it's, for me, it happened just the night just before it was released. And I was just like, okay, wow, this is really happening. Like, wow.
Definitely. So what is Midnight all about? What are the influences behind the song? How would you personally describe, I guess, your sound or the sound of the song?
I love this question. So I feel like my sound is sort of teetering on the electropop, dream pop sort of genre. It's got its own twist to it, so it's not exactly completely mainstream pop. It's got that side, you know, dreamy sort of feel to it. I actually wrote it during the lockdown because I was in and everyone was pretty much in that mental space where they were feeling real down and isolated, and it just kind of came to me, and I just started playing on my old keys player, this Casio player that I got in China when I lived there when I was little with my parents, and they bought me this old little Casio keyboard, and it had this funky synth sound on it, and I just started playing these random chords like B minor, D, A, E, and it just came out like this. It's sort of like a driving feel. I don't really know how to describe it. Like when you're driving at night, and you just this whole wave of emotion hits you. So that in combination of the depressing moment of lockdown sort of hit me, and I was like, let's write something sad.
Nice. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Very
cool. Of course, this is a guest list sponsored by 12 Bar. Thanks, 12 Bar.
Yes, thank you, 12 Bar.
Shout out to your first track, which is Ignite Tikitane.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about this. Why'd you pick this one?
Okay. I actually heard the song first when one of my old tutors at RA, his name is Scott Taitoko, he played trombone or trumpet on it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get that wrong, but yeah, one of those two. And I listened to it and I was like, wow, this is funky. This is a whole mood. And I was like, who sings this? And it was Tikitane and Salmonella Dub. So you guys are going to hear this. It's a great gym song as well. And it's just, you can just throw down to it.
Perfect. Let's give it a listen.
With intensity, engage your consciousness and at night. Together we stand through the test of time. Grow like a tree with the roots foundation. Inspire youth and the next generation. Family come first, do it for the love. 25 years, go on, hit you with the dub. Clarity. Engage your consciousness and living our lives with intensity. Engage your consciousness and at night. Together we stand for the test of time. Grow like a tree with the roots foundation. Inspire youth and the next generation. Family come first and we do it for the love. 25 years, go on and check the dub.
That right there was Ignite by Tiki Tane and Salmonella. Whoa. Dub. What a track.
What a track indeed. We're back so talking funky with Michelle Ducrey.
Hello.
Yes, that was so, so funky. Yeah. I loved it.
So good.
Got to ask, what does the future hold for you?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I've got quite a few projects in the works. I've got a festival at the end of the year that's just been confirmed, which is the Rolling Meadows Festival.
Cool.
Which so that's on the lineup. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a few more singles coming out with a producer up in Australia called Liam Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to release my next single like after Midnight's gained a bit more traction.
Cool, yeah.
Also, music videos. That's in the works.
The music, very
fun. Music videos, yeah. Nice. Got to do that. I think that's like really important now, you know, because people really like that visual aspect to it. So that's definitely in the future in the cards. And then obviously just pushing more live shows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep pushing until something happens. We get cool. more views.
Yeah.
Very cool. What are some of your, I guess, favorite places around the city to play? Or, you know, just to go and see.
Oh, that's such a good question too. Well, I really like this vegan restaurant called Greater Goods.
Yes.
Because
yes.
they host
Love
these spaced out sessions.
Yes.
There we go. You know the one.
You know. Yeah. 212 Music Group presents.
That's the one.
Get
into it. I actually had one on May 5th and it sold out.
Ah.
So I'm stoked about that. And that's why that was like my favorite venue to play at. I'm like, oh, and the atmosphere too. Like, oh, what a mood.
Yeah. Mm.
Food is great. Like,
it
you
is.
Can't ask for more.
Yeah, that's
chef's
great.
Kiss.
Yes. No, it is.
Yeah. Indeed. And we will be hearing a cheeky acoustic version of
yes.
Midnight.
Ooh,
we're going to do that at the end of the show to play us out. But before we do that, you've picked us another wonderful track.
Mm.
You've got from us, you're throwing it all the way back to 1981.
Oh, Bacardi yep. Bacardi Mime.
By Howard Morrison.
Yes.
Yeah, so what made you pick this one?
Oh, okay. So a lot of my music has been heavily influenced by the gospel style.
Mm-hmm.
I love Elvis. Like, he's one of my favorite musicians of all time, him and Prince. Mm-hmm. And then Elvis sang the song called How Great Thou Art.
Mm-hmm.
And just the vocals in that were like beautiful and spiritual. And I just really appreciated that someone could have a voice that wonderful and just convey a message so lovely. And then I also Googled further versions and stuff. And I saw this guy called Howard Morrison who actually sang it in Te Reo Māori. Mm. Ooh, bad pronunciation. And that just really affected me, and I just thought he would be one to showcase because that guy's such a legend.
Definitely.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
very is iconic.
Absolutely iconic. Like, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, let's give it a listen. Thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us. We will hear
you,
from you again, but next time you'll be singing.
Yes.
You're excited. Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Well, let's
go.
Give this one a listen.
My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars. I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. For God, when no hope.
te ariki Kuri no ki to hoarangatira Ngā mihi o te ao kia kōrua Āpiti hō no tātai hono te hunga mate ki a rātou Āpiti hō no tātai hono te hunga ore ki te hunga ora Kia koutou te hunga ora Kia tūtangata tātou katoa Waka
Fantastic track. Well, it's the end of our show, isn't it, Ben?
It is the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in 7:30 to 9:30 every weekday morning on RGU 98.5. Of course, it's when you can catch us. Tomorrow we'll be chatting. I was about to say chat shit, so that's what I'm going to say. We'll be chatting our shit tomorrow, so you know it.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I mean, my final words, they kind of remain the same. Support Naomi Osaka, Free Palestine. Make sure to drink water. Your car is a weapon. Stay safe and dry today.
Perfect. Ooh. And we're not just ending the show ourselves today. Michelle Ducre is going to be doing an acoustic performance of Midnight right now, right here, right this very second. So, thank you guys very much for listening. And you guys can play us out.
All right. Just before we do that, I'd like to ask if everyone wouldn't mind please giving me a follow on Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, just at Michelle Ducre. So that's MichelleDucray. Be keen to have you follow us on those platforms. Cool. Let's take it away, Jesse. Cool. This is Midnight.
Tonight we're taking over. Look at me all over. Look at me all over. Yeah, really. We sink into the darkness. Feeling real hopeless. Feeling real hopeless. Nobody's inside. Like a movie, feels like an illusion, feels like an illusion. Yeah, yeah. Weary, you travel at a light speed, moving through the heavens, moving through the heavens. Nobody's inside. Care what we do. was another day. Your crave, lift your head up, keep your eyes off the ground. Woven through the snow, you'll see this path of found. Be free, be free, you're free, be free, you're free.
Thank you.
Thank you.